This recording, England 38B, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
We went on tilling all this land for about 3 years after the war was over, because we were still short of foodstuff, you see, and it was about 1948 when we grass-seeded out all the grain that we had taken over. And, well, after I got sort of made redundant from the government, that was 1948, I went for a short spell as a gardener at an old people's home. And because you couldn't pick and choose, there were an awful lot of jobs to choose from. But anyway, I stayed there for about 4.5 years, and actually I did make the garden show a profit, which was quite, pleased about that, because when you make the garden show a profit, I mean, that's better than being on a loser, isn't it? But anyway, then there was a job being advertised at an AI centre as a stockman. Of course, I'd worked on agriculture before for Lord Clinton and that, and I knew all about stock and that, so I went and I saw the manager, right, and he knew me, and he said, when can you start? So I said, well, I've got to give a week's notice where I'm to. I said, I just can't start like that. So he said, well, fair enough. He said, when you notice it up, he said, you can just start. So I stayed there for 26 years until I retired. Yeah. When I retired, I mean, I always liked to be busy, you know, doing something. And when I retired, I just couldn't, you know, walk the streets and stand on the street corners. I felt I had to be doing something, so I took up doing voluntary work for the Torrington Commons Conservatives, because Torrington is very lucky, really. They got 365 acres of common land and over 20 miles of footpath. And this is all kept, you know, the paths and that neat and tidy, and that all by, voluntary cash, really. Not so much voluntary work. They're very short of volunteers for work. But anyway, I decided I'd take it on a full time thing, you know, and I used to put in about, say, 4 or 5 hours every day. Yeah, and I've been doing that now for more than 20 years. And of course, while I'm out on the commons to work, I mean, you see so many things in the way of wildlife and things is happening that it sort of inspires me into writing a poem about it. And that's where I get a lot of my ideas about writing poems, you know. I did one, you know, Great Torrington, the English Jerusalem, built on the side of a hill with its beautiful Garden of Eden, better known as Castle Hill. 365 acres with over 20 miles of footpath, where better to spend a summer's evening, just walk, talk, and have a good laugh. As one looks down into the valley, some hundreds of feet down below, where there is only a soft breeze blowing, and the torridge is flowing so slow, a heron stands knee-deep in water, it takes a look all around and about and gets down to more serious business like catching the tasty fat trout. A hawk hovers high, way up in the sky, with deep concentration and a magnetic eye on young baby rabbits who are playing nearby, with just no idea the one could soon die. Then up soars the lark, it bursts into song, a reminder that summer won't be too long. Wild flowers all around, too numerous to name, violets, foxgloves, and loads of plantain. Slowly the sun sinks way down into the west. It's another day over, so back home and rest.